God's holy word that we have just meditated on tonight is like a trumpet calling out for our attention, calling out to us as we begin this season of Lent. Behold, now is a very acceptable time. Behold, now is the day of salvation. We're reminded today on Ash Wednesday that all human beings, all of us, stand before God as sinners. In Psalm 51, we pray tonight, have mercy on me, O God, in your goodness. Thoroughly wash me from my guilt, and from my sins cleanse me. Our culture that we live in, our modern world, feeds us a steady diet of telling us that there is no such thing as objective truth, that there is no such thing as right and wrong. Those things are simply what we define them as. There's that phrase that you're okay, I'm okay, we're all okay. And Ash Wednesday stands in stark contrast to this message. Ash Wednesday reminds us that no, we're not okay. The ashes that will be sprinkled on our heads tonight are a reminder of this. They remind us that our humanity is fundamentally not okay because we will all return to the dust from which we came. We must all pass through the trial of death, which is a result of original sin. And that because of that original sin, we're not okay. And this is meant to be a sobering reality. Ash Wednesday is meant to be a somewhat somber occasion. However, we always remember that our faith is good news. The gospel is good news. And the good news of Ash Wednesday is though we are sinners, God does not want to leave us where we are. He wants better for us. He wants better than the original sin, which is our inheritance from Adam and Eve. St. Paul, in the second reading tonight, in that wonderful reading, says, for our sake, God made Jesus to be sin, who did not know sin, so that we may become the righteousness of God in him. That means that God sent his son Jesus into our world, this world of sin, so that we can become like God. We can live in the righteousness of God. Jesus came and lived and died and rose from the dead to rescue us from this cycle of sin and death, to make us his brothers and sisters, and to return us to our status as sons and daughters of God. And God, in his goodness, wasn't content with sort of bringing us back to square one, bringing us back to where we were before the sin of Adam and Eve. No, God raises us even higher. God raises us higher by giving us his divine life. He makes us his sons and daughters in the sacrament of baptism. And it is in that sacrament that we are given the divine life. We are raised higher than Adam and Eve so that we can live as his sons and daughters. God creates within us a covenant at our baptism, a relationship. He invites us into his family. He invites us as his sons and daughters. And God is always faithful to this covenant that's created in our baptism. He always keeps his promise to us. But we, on the other hand, don't. On our side of the covenant, on our side of the covenant of our baptism, it's a series of promises that are broken, whereas God's are always kept. We're going to be taking a deep dive into our baptismal covenant during Lent this year, during our Lenten homily series, which begins on Sunday. We're going to be reflecting on our own baptismal covenant in light of the covenants of the Old Testament. All of the first readings for the season of Lent this year have to do with the instances where God entered into a relationship with people in the Old Testament. Abraham, Noah, Moses, the prophets, the whole people of Israel. And when we look at all of those covenants, we see how they were all broken, how sinful human beings broke those covenants, but yet they were always a preparation. Those covenants of the Old Testament were preparation for the ultimate covenant, the covenant sealed in the blood of Jesus on the cross, the eternal, everlasting, unbreakable covenant, the covenant that we are incorporated into in the sacrament of baptism. Our series this year is called Promises Broken, Promises Kept. As we reflect on this good news of God's call to us to live in a covenant, to live in relationship with Him. So my friends, tonight as we receive the ashes, let's remember that this Lent God is calling us to live in greater fidelity to Him, to live up to the great dignity of being His son or daughter, and to repent of all that is unworthy of Him, so that we may believe in the good news of the gospel.